Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
Probably the easiest thing I've ever done. The medication comes in the mail and it's very easy to use. I've been able to live my normal lifestyle and I've lost 20 pounds already and I've never felt better. It changed my life.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break with Sip and Jake, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. Live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC studios in the heart of Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
And Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
This is Early Break with Sip and Jake, sponsored by Gaina Trucking.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Wednesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Early Break, fun show so far. Check out the podcast at theticketfm.com. We have been alarmed by Jerry DiNardo's tweets about Maryland football being the most impressive he's seen so far of Nebraska, Northwestern, Illinois, and Rutgers.
Most talented.
Most talented.
Yeah,
and there I guess you go. Impressive, too. Same thing.
Don't be defensive.
Thank you to Kelly for a great mailbag question. Thanks to Sean Callahan, as always, for coming on.
Yeah, it's been, I'd say, a very intriguing show. And now we have Bob on
yes,
the line.
You can call or text us 402-464-5685. Watch us always on Facebook, Twitch, YouTube, and Twitter. Mm. Show is sponsored by Gaina Trucking, and we're enjoying Bagels and Joe coffee.
I am.
You can as well.
At this very moment.
Yes, what? It listen, is delicious. Listen. We'll start off the second hour with a call from Kool-Aid or Husker Bob. What do you want to refer
Husker
to?
Bob.
Husker Bob, you are on Early Break. Go ahead, my friend.
Hey, I got three comments.
Three.
Okay.
First
okay,
of
let's
all,
do
let's
this.
Get it right, okay?
Okay.
It's not Kool-Aid because Kool-Aid's too watered down. It's Big Red Soda, okay?
Okay.
That is Big Red Soda. That is for Nebraska, okay?
Big
okay.
Red
too bad
Soda.
They can't serve it in the stadium because it's a 7-Up product.
Okay.
But anyway.
fair enough, Bob.
And I used to get Big Red Soda before games. Before when I got there early before games and had my Big Red Soda before game time. So, yeah, it's not Kool-Aid, it's Big Red Soda. But three comments, okay? First of all, if you go back to the Michigan, Iowa, and Minnesota games,
okay.
Maryland got blown out, okay? Nebraska's defense did not lose those games for us, okay? We shot ourselves in the foot, okay? We didn't get blown out,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Mm-hmm.
Second of all, mm-hmm. he turns around and he made the comment that he concentrated on Nebraska's offense and special teams because mm-hmm. that's what gave Nebraska the problems
right.
last year,
right.
okay? How can you turn around and compare when you didn't even really watch the defense, but yet you're going over there and watching it, okay?
Valid.
And making a comparison, okay? The games are totally games are played on the field. That's why I want Nebraska to get this thing turned around so bad this year, so they can put it all in everybody's face and say, "Guess what? We're back, baby."
I hear you. I'm right there with you, Bob. I'm right there with you. Good morning.
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready for that first game.
All right, I know you are.
You got two other points, Bob, or.
That's it.
Okay. All right. That's all right. It. Thank you, Bob.
No, he had three there.
Okay.
That was three.
Right.
He's right. I mean, Jerry did say on the record that at Nebraska he focused on quarterback play and special teams. Now, that he watched the defense. Of course he watched some defense. But it, I don't know, does it alleviate some of your concerns that he didn't really focus on Nebraska's defense, apparently watched Maryland's pretty closely and came away thinking Maryland's more talented? I go back to, it is somewhat revealing to me that he believes Maryland's better up front than Nebraska. Say that out loud. That Maryland's better up front on both sides than Nebraska. Better along the offensive line, better along the defensive line.
According to one practice?
That's just one person.
One person seeing that, yeah.
Are people saying we are overreacting?
Some are, yeah.
Yeah.
The majority are because they're...
Oh, they are. They are. The majority are. Great. We've based our whole show on overreaction.
I think that's,
wonderful.
But you know, that's a hope thing, though. That's eternal optimism, you know, which is fine. You don't want to go into the season without any hope. What's the point of playing then?
Well, this doesn't erase hope. This tweet by Jerry Gennardo that we're fixating on now at a sort of obsessive level, right?
Yes.
We are. It doesn't erase.
We are obsessive in this fan base.
Right. It doesn't erase what our expectations, which, as I said a few moments ago, that tweet by Jerry Gennardo pretty much jibes with what we think anyway. It's just the seeing it in writing bothers us.
Yep.
From someone,
yeah, having it said out
from
loud.
Someone with a relatively high profile, a BTN analyst. I said he was 65. I think 69 is the age for Jerry. You know, an astute football observer. You don't want to hear that from an astute football observer that Maryland is more talented than Nebraska. You don't want to hear that.
No.
You don't want to hear it.
You never believed it could be possible. I mean, maybe possible, but not. But it never happened, though, right?
Right.
It's never happened.
It's never happened.
A couple of tweets also from Dave Revson, who was there. He sent out some video. This goes to the defense, Sip. He said,
great.
Terps defense had two of its best performances in its last two games last year. The buzz in camp regarding the steps this group has taken. The buzz in camp is that the defense has taken a big step.
Okay.
Including the emergence of defensive back Deontay Banks.
Okay.
But as we know, Maryland's receiving core, as it usually is good once again.
Yeah.
It's not just Rakeem Jarrett. It's guys who are back like Dante Demas and also Jashawn Jones.
Okay.
So watch out for the receivers, and I guess watch out for the improved Maryland defense.
We have talked more about Maryland football than we've ever talked, well, which is fine. I mean, I like perspective, and I like understanding where Nebraska fits in the world. And this does help. It does help, and we need to face it. I say that all the time. We have to face our reality. I have to do it every day, which is very difficult.
I just put it up.
But we have to face this as a, you know, the fan base has to face it. We have to face it as a media core. This is what it is. Nebraska is a program right now that has to scrap to get to 8 wins. That's
scrap,
what we are.
Got to scrap.
Now, maybe they could get to 9. Maybe they could, but you'd probably need some luck, and you'd need to win a game that nobody's expecting, or two perhaps. That's where Nebraska's at. So why is that? Why that completely goes with what Jerry tweeted,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
And do you thank your lucky stars that Nebraska's not situated in the Big Ten East?
Yeah, I do. Where Mike Loxley's at, oh, by the way, he's in the East.
Right, now, you could turn that on its head, though, that statement I just made, and said, no, if Nebraska's on the East, it would force them to fortify everywhere. They'd be forced to, in order to survive in the Big Ten East, you better have some dudes. Now, maybe that's what's happening at Maryland. They just decide, we can't just, on every Saturday we play a Big Ten East opponent, we can't lose by 21-plus points like what we've been doing. It's no way to live. It's just no way to live. So you got to do, so when, if it's no way to live, you do something about it, right? so they go stock their defensive and offensive lines, and you get some pass rushers. Isn't that what Jake Sorensen would do
yes.
as a head coach?
You're dang right it would.
You would tell your AD, here's how we're going to turn this around.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Round. In this league, we better be strong up front.
Fortify the trenches, baby.
Yeah, we better be strong up front, okay? And, you know, you better have a very strong quarterback. And they do in Talia. That's what's getting lost in this conversation, by the way, is Talia.
Tagovailoa.
Right.
To his brother.
Yeah. He can sling it. Now, he slinged four interceptions, I believe, against Iowa. I think it was four. I watched the game. It might have been more than that.
That was his first bad game. They were 4-0 going in. Yeah. They got waylaid, and that hurt them. They lost three straight games.
But he had a decent year last
year. Sure he did. He's a good quarterback. Should we take a call that I don't know who it's from?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, if you can hear us on the Hans of Lincoln hotline, who do we have here? You're on early break.
This is John.
John.
Hi, John.
Hello,
long
John.
Time. Long time. John, nice to hear from you.
Nice to talk to you guys this morning. Say, I'd like to say that I think we need to pump the brakes a little bit here.
Okay.
This Northwestern team that we're coming up against is going to be tough.
Mm-hmm.
Pat Fitzgerald gives Nebraska fits outside of last year.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're just need to we could lose this game. I'm not saying we're going to, but I think we could. And Pat Fitzgerald is a guy that could do it. And I think he's gonna try and sneak one in here. So
okay,
that's my take on that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, thank you.
The
John,
names
that's
to
the
know.
Fear I've had so far.
Right. The names to know. Here's what it says. I know you love it when I do this.
Oh, Lindy's.
Just read straight out of Lindy's.
Oh, yes.
Here's what Lindy says, in part about Northwestern. Now this gets your attention. The Wildcats are loaded at running back. Okay, loaded. Evan Hole rushed for 1,000 yards last season, okay? One of the few bright spots. And then they bring back Cam Porter, who was a breakout star in 2020, who missed last season with an ACL tear. You know what's happening. You know what's coming. They're just going to try to grind Nebraska into the Dublin dirt, right?
They're hoping that field is as tall as the grass in Evanston.
Yeah. I think I'm right about that. I don't know. You never. I mean, maybe Helinski can throw it around the yard a little bit.
I don't think he can. We saw that last year. He wasn't good.
Couple that with the fact that we believe Nebraska's strength will be pass rush, and we believe they're strong in the secondary, particularly at corner. So, yeah, I think if Northwestern's smart, it will try to grind Nebraska into the dirt, run that clock, make it a short game, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then hope in the fourth quarter that you're about. You know, maybe you're in a 14-10 game with a chance to pull it off, right? Isn't that what Northwestern would want?
Yes, they want to keep this low scoring
yeah.
for sure. They don't want to get into a track meet
with a chance to pull it off. And then you get Nebraska in that situation, this close game situation, which Nebraska's not thrived in, obviously.
Yeah, well, you have to get over your own doubt,
right?
Right?
Yeah.
Early on. And
that's
imagine if they were in a close game but pulled it out late. How that can change your mental.
Yeah.
Belief in what you can do.
Yeah.
from what has been the past couple of years in close games. Mm-hmm. Speaking of Northwestern, before we get to Jeff Patricus of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, you know, I like Tom Chattel. I respect him a lot. I thought he had a bad take yesterday.
I know what you're going. I know where you're going.
He wrote that it's that Northwestern is not the biggest game of the season for Nebraska. It's Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
All due respect to Tom, I just don't agree with that. I don't know if you have the same stance or not. I mean, it's nice for the rivalry's sake to bring him, you know, bring him into town and potentially win a big non-conference game, but you got to do some damage in your conference before you even worry about non-conference at this point. Nebraska was 1-8 last year in conference play. Mm-hmm. Oklahoma would be a great win. It's up there in terms of what it's an important game for Nebraska, but it all starts in conference for me.
Tom writes this, losing to Northwestern would be a stumble, but there's a game out there that could make the pain go away. Now, when I read that, I thought, I don't know if beating Oklahoma would make Northwestern pain go away. I don't know that. I don't think that. What he says about why Oklahoma would be a bigger win is, well, it's a storied rival, yeah. Right? It's at home. It's on national TV, Fox. But the key paragraph, and this is where you have to stop and consider your take a little bit on this. He says, bag that one against Oklahoma, and Frost has a signature win. His program has instant credibility, and his team has the proof it needs that things are turning the corner. I don't think you get any of that by beating Northwestern. You don't get a signature win. You don't get instant credibility by beating a team you beat 56-7 last year that was 3-9, and I'm projecting to go 3-9 again.
Okay.
By the way,
okay.
And there's no proof that things are turning the corner. Now, how do you feel about your take right now? I mean, that's pretty convincing. Tom made a pretty convincing argument there, youngster.
Mm-hmm.
None of those things would be in play. That's not a signature win at Northwestern.
It's signature
at Northwestern.
Well,
at double.
But he's just saying that they can wash away that loss and respond with the win. I just don't think it's going to happen.
You don't get instant credibility by beating Northwestern.
Don't care. But you don't get instant jabs with the loss either, like you would be.
Yeah. You're
right.
What you're
think
putting
about the
weight
conversation
on,
if Nebraska loses, oh, Nebraska's going to suck again.
But you're putting
nationally.
That sort of weight on the Northwestern game. Why is that any different than the okay? Why is beating Northwestern any different than beating Georgia Southern or North Dakota? I mean, if you lose those games, you're screwed.
Those would be terrible. Yeah, absolutely.
Right. So what's the difference?
Well, it's
you're using a negative to build your argument.
It's a conference foe, number one, a one that was terrible last year.
Right.
And look at last season. I mean, Nebraska plays a team that was bad the previous year that also beat them that year. First year head coach, you could get your season off to a good start against what should be a very winnable game. Illinois was supposed to be not very good last year,
and it did impact the rest of the season.
It did. That was
one of tone setter.
That was one of your easiest conference games you had, and you were down 30-9 at one point.
30-8. It was a tone setter.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If you're down that big to one of the worst teams in the conference, I mean, I don't know how you battle back from that. They were close in these games. They didn't close it out, though.
I think I can tell that paragraph that Tom Chattel wrote in the Omaha World Herald saying Oklahoma's the biggest game, I can tell that gave you pause, though. I can tell.
Oh, there's some pause. I respect the take. I just disagree with it still. Oklahoma would be a phenomenal win. It'd be huge. I'm not denying that. But it is not the most important game of the schedule. Not by far. You got losing streaks. You need to snap to Wisconsin at 8, Iowa at 7, Minnesota at 3. Any of those games is more important than Oklahoma.
Interesting. So you wouldn't even have Oklahoma in the top.
It'd be fifth, probably.
Whoa!
I think it's more important than Michigan is. I think that's a game you don't have to win. Be a nice win.
Huh.
Conference matters, man. You were 1-8 in your own conference last year.
Okay. Good debate. I guess I'm being really weak because I don't really take a side. I recognize.
Fence sitter.
Yeah,
fence rider.
Yeah, I recognize the Northwestern game's importance. It feels magnificently important to me what happens in Dublin.
Matters a lot.
Yeah.
Everything changes with the loss. A lot of things change with the win.
See, where I come down on that is I wish it wasn't like that, where everything doesn't have to change with a loss to Northwestern. But unfortunately, it's probably the fact right now.
Jeff Patrigas of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel is next on Early Break in the Ticket.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.